19 minutes after 6 o'clock. Let's jump into the entertainment news. Yes, the Golden Globes, an awards ceremony that is, it's a little bit more interesting than the Oscars. It's more free form.
You know why it's interesting?
Booze. Yeah. There's a lot of alcohol that flows before they get up on stage.
When you see those awards ceremonies, if they are sitting in a theater like they do for the Oscar Awards.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a sit-down. Everyone's behavior is going to be good.
Maybe.
If you see the banquet-style tables, like or 10 people to a table, like at the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
Well, then bottles are open, beer is flowing, and by the time people get to the stage, they could be a train wreck.
Well, and some people were. The Jacqueline Bisset was a mess when she accepted for Best Supporting Performance in a series. She had trouble finding the right words. It was emotional. It went on forever. Blah, blah, blah. Amy Poehler and what's her name? Tina Fey did a very good job of hosting, as far as we can tell. So it was, again, a success. I think with them, they've pretty much locked it up that they are going to be doing that show for quite a while. A lot of the winners, we've talked about the fact that 12 Years a Slave and American Hustle won the Best Film Awards in different categories. Very interesting, but I think that's enough. Other news that you will not get anywhere else. Whitney Houston's daughter married her adopted brother. Now, it's not a legal adoption. It was kind of a family agreement adoption. Whitney Houston's daughter, Bobby Christina Brown, married her adopted brother, Nick Gordon. They announced it on Twitter with a picture of their wedding rings. Oh, nice. Bobby and Nick are not siblings biologically or legally. Nick was unofficially adopted by Whitney as a teenager. Bobby turns 21 in March. So it's, I don't know, even still. Seriously? Sean Penn has apparently agreed to give up his guns in the continental United States because of Charlize Theron. During a charity auction for Haiti over the weekend, one of the items up for bid was a sculpture that will be made out of all 65 of the guns Sean owns in the continental United States. He said, quote, "A strong woman from South Africa," Charlize Theron, convinced him to ditch them. Apparently, they are dating. You know, and to be honest with you, my appreciation for Charlize Theron continues to nosedive. She could do a lot better. A lot better. Than Sean Penn. He's such a... never mind. "I don't like to pick on Justin Bieber unless he deserves it. There's a lot of his behavior that you can accredit for being a 19-year-old kid that has not a lot of supervision, that gets to call his own shots. However, this is just bad behavior that he needs to be held accountable for. Justin Bieber apparently got caught on video egging his neighbor's house. He went to the neighbor's house, started throwing eggs at his front door. What a brilliant thing to do, you moron. When the guy went out on a second-floor balcony and started filming, he got into a shouting match with Bieber, who started throwing eggs at him. He said, quote, I see you. I bleepin' see you. Justin replied appropriately with an intelligent, quote, bleep you. I got another one for you, actually, was his response. Good grief. Cops were called. There was no injury. There was no word on any charges. We don't even know if they've even talked to him yet. Bieber, that is. He reportedly threw about 24 eggs. Just, see what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking about. Why do I not like Bieber? It's not that I don't like his music, but guess what? I don't like Justin Timberlake's music either. But Timberlake is a talent. He's got some things going on. Bieber is just a tool. Shia LaBeouf says he may leave public life. Late last year, Shia LaBeouf added to his growing list of plagiarism scandals, and last night at the Golden Globes, he paid for it. While Jim Carrey was presenting an award, he said, quote, dying is easy, comedy is hard. I believe it was Shia LaBeouf who said that. So young, so wise. Well, of course, that's not what he said. 2 days earlier, on Friday, Shia tweeted that he was going underground. He said, quote, in light of the recent attacks on my artistic integrity, I'm retiring from all public life. He added, my love goes out to those who have supported me. That's an interesting response, don't you think? If you are guilty of plagiarism, don't you think the honorable thing to do would be to come out and say, okay, I was trying to take a shortcut. I apologize. I'm sorry. I won't do it again. Let the storm blow over and go back to acting. But if he's really going to go underground and he's then it's either indicative of another more significant problem, an emotional problem, or he's tired of being in the limelight. He's tired of acting. He's just using this as an excuse. All right, let's talk about movies and how popular they were over the weekend. I did not get to go see Lone Survivor over the weekend. I really wanted to. There's something about this movie that moves me. I read an interview with the SEAL that is the center of the movie. It's his story about a firefight and his survival. He says the movie was done right. He gives it his approval. That makes me want to see it very, very much. And as you can think of, that is the new number one box office movie for the weekend. Lone Survivor made $38.5 million. It is up to $38.9 million in its third week of release after 2 weeks of limited release. Frozen, number two at $15.1 million. It's got $318 million in the bank after 8 weeks of being out there. An extremely offensive film, The Wolf of Wall Street, made $9 million. It is only $78 million in its third week. The Legend of Hercules, brand new, debuting at, number four. $8.6 million is all that it's made in its debut. American Hustle, by contrast, made also $8.6 million. It's in its fifth week of release. American Hustle's only made $100 million. Now, I don't know that that's going to be enough to pay the bills. But with it receiving a Golden Globe nod, there'll probably be some resurgence to see it. The Hobbit, The Desolation of Shmooey, is still in the running. It's got $242 million and has made $8 million in the last week. According to the annual Harris Interactive poll, asking us, well, you, yes, you, standing there with your fingers in the Dorito bag, who's your favorite actor? Top five favorite actors. Sandra Bullock. And I think Sandra Bullock, because she's versatile and she's likable. She's a friendly person. She comes across as friendly. Julia Roberts is number four. Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence has got a wide range. I was really impressed. I've seen Hunger Games. Saw her in one of the X-Men movies. Okay, so when she was in the X-Men movie, she's playing Mystique, where she's wearing blue body paint. I'll be honest with you, I wasn't paying a lot of attention to her acting ability in that one. But she's in American Hustle. She's in others. And great, she seems to have a pretty good range. Denzel Washington, absolutely. Denzel Washington, number two on the list from the Harris poll, Harris Interactive. Denzel is one of my favorite actors. There's something about him. And Tom Hanks is the number one top actor. The others on the list, Brad Pitt and Meryl Streep tied for number 9 and 10. Clint Eastwood was 8. John Wayne, number 7. Johnny Depp, number 6. I have to say, I think Johnny Depp's got quite a lot of acting ability. So you're saying, whatever happened to the stars from Christmas Vacation? Chevy Chase, Beverly D'Angelo. You're thinking to yourself, I wouldn't mind seeing those two maybe in a sitcom. Well, ABC has heard your cries for help, and they are coming to your aid. ABC is developing a new sitcom. Chevy Chase, Beverly D'Angelo, who, of course, were in National Lampoon's Vacation flicks together. They will be playing husband and wife who are forced to raise their grandchildren. Unfortunately, the show won't be happening anytime soon. It's apparently being developed for the 2015-2016 TV season, which means it's at least an hour or a year to a year and a half away. What, they want the actors and actresses to get even older? WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. There it is. Entertainment news for you.